You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
It's actually more of just a question than a problem, but it comes from Amanda, and Amanda says, Dom and Jeremy, my question is, can you learn to like a food that you dislike? I ask this because since I was a kid, I've hated coleslaw. It just seems like grossness with sauce.
Oh, that's great.
She says, but now as an adult, it's everywhere. It's a side that's supposed to be better for you than fries or tots. And I went to a dozen barbecues this summer, and everyone was raving about all the coleslaw. I had this talk with my husband asking if it's possible to learn to like a food. We couldn't decide. Was hoping you could ask your listeners if they've ever done that. And that's from Amanda.
It is funny because it's like coleslaw season, you know. It's like when the watermelon comes out and then the coleslaw comes out, you're like, it's summertime. That's funny because you always like encourage your kids to, you know, if they don't like something, keep trying it. You might grow to like it.
Right. And I think there's a difference because there's foods you don't like as a kid. And as you get older, you start to like them. For me, it was coleslaw. I didn't like it. Now as an adult, I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Just eating fish when I was a kid, I couldn't stand it. Now I like fish. But that's different than, let's say you disliked it as a kid. Now you're 30 years old. You still dislike it. Can you train yourself to like a food?
Do you just keep trying to choke it down? I mean, it's been no secret. I've talked many times about how I hate potato salad, and I've tried numerous varieties. I've tried to like it. I was in an event this weekend where somebody made homemade potato salad. Oh, my God, you got to try it. And I was, you know, not to be rude, I got the one little spoonful and put it on the plate, and I tried to eat it, but I don't like the way that those crunchy potatoes feel in my mouth. So I didn't like it. And it's just, you come to a point where you're like, yeah, I'm 40 years old, and I don't want to just try to like this. I'm just not going to ever like it.
Well, if you dig
your
heels in.
So why keep trying?
I get it if you dig your heels in, but if you want to learn to like it, like there could be foods, it would probably behoove me to learn to like sushi.
But why?
Because my wife loves it so much, and that is a food that is a social food. If you go to a lot of restaurants, if one person gets chicken, another one person gets fish, another one gets, you know, a burrito, it's fine. But when you go to a sushi place, it would behoove you, and this is just my opinion, to get sushi because that's why people are there. It is the bonding element of that meal. So I would go with her and I'd have to look it through the menu and say, you got any kind of chicken dish?
Y'all got some chicken?
Yeah, so
that's how I feel about golf. Like, I feel like I should learn how to play golf because it's a social event.
It's a social event.
But I don't want to do that.
Right, and it's expensive and takes a lot of time.
So I'm not going to do that, and I'm also not going to go to a sushi restaurant, so you can go alone.
Yeah, so I think for me, it would behoove me to learn, to train myself. And it might be that thing where if you eat it enough, your body does acclimate. You know, let's open up the phones.
Okay.
The question from Amanda is, can you train yourself to like a food that you dislike? And again, this is different from growing up and suddenly you like it. You're an adult. You still dislike it as an adult, but now can you force yourself?
You hate pickled beets.
Right. That's a great example.
That's another one of mine. Can you just keep trying them until you like them?
We got a note from Amanda wanting to know if it's possible to learn to like a food that you really can't stand. Like, can you force yourself into liking it? I got a couple of notes here, and then we're going to go to the phones. Audrey's holding. Jen with two N's. She says, you can do this. I could not stand cantaloupe, and my grandparents grew cantaloupe, and everyone made a big deal of it. So a few years ago, I just started eating it every day, whether it made me gag or not. And when we took a trip to visit my grandparents two summers ago, I finally had their cantaloupe, and it was great.
Hey.
So, yes, tell Amanda you can teach your taste buds to enjoy something. That's from Jen. And then Winona says, I've done it. I hated pickles, hated the taste, the texture, everything. But everyone else in my family totally jonesed for pickles, so I started taking little bites. And now they're not my favorite, but they're not bad.
All right. So,
I guess it's just
slowly.
Over time, right?
Kathy wrote in. She says, Jeremy actually touched on it before the commercials. She says, you must disguise the food you don't like. She says, you might not like pork, but if you put enough barbecue sauce on it, it's amazing.
Drown it.
Take potatoes, slather them in butter. Same with the sushi, Dom. Drown it in the dipping sauces, and then all of a sudden you can handle it. Trick
there
your
you
brain,
go.
Boys. And that's from Kathy.
That's pretty good.
Trick your brain, bro.
To the phones we go, and we're starting with Audrey. Audrey, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
We're good.
Oh, it's such a good day.
I
so
hate
what do you
beets.
Think? Can you teach yourself to like something you dislike?
Absolutely. I was such a picky eater growing up. My parents allowed us to have this list of no's. So it was three things that they didn't have to serve us because we were like, nope, we don't want it. We were allowed to have three things on there. And unfortunately, that made me a picky eater growing up. And I was called out by a former chef mentor of mine saying, how are you supposed to be a respected chef if you're so picky? So I went out and purposely sought out all the foods that I'd been avoiding for no reason. I just created these aversions in my brain. And I tried every single one of them and liked all of them.
Really?
I liked all of them. I just, for some reason, avoided them for no reason.
So what were the three? What were the three that you chose that you hated?
Growing up, they changed. We were allowed to evolve and take things off and add things. But sweet potatoes were on there. Blue cheese actually still is on there. I really don't like
same.
Blue
cheese.
Yeah,
I same.
I get that.
Yeah, I think at one point, this is terrible because I love them now, but hamburgers, like a hamburger, bun, cheese, everything, hated it.
That's un-American, Audrey. That's crazy talk.
Well, that was the first thing that I went out and tried in my journey.
So hold on a second. Hold on a second. Did you say you're a chef?
I am, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest part of this whole conversation.
Mm-hmm. I know. No, you're mean. I know. That's,
the chef that's who only makes like four foods. Audrey, we got to run. Thank you for that call. That's funny.
That is good.
It sounds like Little Jen, our former producer on this show, who only ate six foods, period.
That's no way to live.
And we would force her to eat stuff on the show. We had a little barf bowl. And live on the air, we would bring in like a tuna fish sandwich because she said she wouldn't eat that. And she had to take three bites of everything.
Yeah.
And there were half the things that she ended up later saying, yeah, that actually wasn't too bad. I kind of like that. And she never actually puked on the show.
But then she just quit.
We couldn't understand how her family, like I wouldn't want to raise a kid who refused to eat anything except five foods total. I mean, I wouldn't have time
for that.
It's
too hard to, plan dinners. And,
yeah, it's like I'm not making
special
food for
you. Well, then you're going to go hungry, I guess. That whole line.
Yeah, so that brings back memories because she was hilarious. I mean, we used to make a list. There were five or six foods, and that's all she ate.
Wow.
As
an adult. She was a child.
Very funny. Audrey, thank you for that call. I love that she's a chef. My God. Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, my boys in the morning. How are you guys today?
We're good.
Oh, we're better now that you've called.
Oh, well, thank you. Long time, first time. but I'm actually a speech and language pathologist. And one of the things that fall under our umbrella of skills is feeding and swallowing. And it actually takes 10 to 15 exposures of a food to develop a liking towards something.
Look at you with the science behind this.
Yeah. So,
what is the science? Like, what? Why is that?
Why that many times?
I think it just has to do. It's been 7 years since I graduated, but it has to do with like the brain, and you're almost like training your taste buds and your brain to learn to like it.
Okay.
So we always encourage parents who have picky eaters or kids who don't like broccoli to try it at least 15 times. And then they can say they don't like it.
Because you just eventually get used to it then, I would imagine.
Yeah, you
just,
you get used to the taste.
You know what's coming. You know the texture.
For me, it's often texture more than taste. Mm-hmm. That's the biggie for me. So,
and that's very common.
So I guess, Kelly, what you're saying, the science of this is that you're telling your brain, whether you like this or not, you're getting it. So it's in your best interest to at least learn to tolerate it, right?
Correct. Yep.
What if you go the 15 times and you still don't like it?
Then you don't like it.
Then you just don't like it.
Then you don't have to eat it.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
That's a smart call.
Well, you know, if you're a long time first time, we're glad you finally called because we enjoy talking with you.
What do you hate?
Thank you so much.
What do you hate eating, Kelly? Is there one thing?
Oh, I hate coconut. I can't stand it.
So yeah. Have you tried it 15 times?
I have. And my parents tried to like candy it and didn't work.
Like a Mounds bar, it just is not your thing.
All
right?
Those magic bars at Christmas with the coconut on top. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not eating it.
Not eating. Hey, she tried though.
Yeah, that's right.
She tried.
Thank you for the call.
You're delightful.
Oh, not a problem. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye. All right, what'd she say? 10 to 15 times.
Yeah, go for 15.
Let's just make it a dozen. You got 12 shots.
12 times.
So I need to go eat sushi 12 times.
Yep. And by 13,
Then I'll be ordering those boats that they bring out.
You'll be raving about it, yeah.
I found this stuff interesting. I like this kind of nerdy, science-y stuff.
Absolutely.
So. Amanda, hope that answered your question. The answer is yes, you can learn to like a food. I should send Amanda my sister-in-law's coleslaw recipe. I just call it Julie's coleslaw.
What makes it so special?
Oh, it's so good. You know what does make it special? It's got a lot of sugar in it.
Oh, okay. It's sweet.
It's a really sweet coleslaw.
But so you didn't brush your teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.